mode. And you type these commands.
Oh, whoa.
Warning about your mini not being backed up?
Yeah, so it is. It's probably left over from
a different account or something.
Yeah. So yeah, I took care of that a couple weeks ago.
Okay, that's what I thought I was wearing.
Oh, yeah, it must be left over. Yeah, I realized that at some point, you know, like, actually, I think before the, where you got the email messages. I kind of realized it's probably this isn't actually on the right account. I'm still on the free account.
That reminds me, we got a call. Yeah, the MRC 305 email has a voicemail message.
Yeah.
We got a call this weekend from it. And it's some little kid calling. Yeah. It sounded like they could tell their parents that their brother and sister wouldn't let them use the iPad.
No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. What, which Google Voice number is linked to that? Like your Google Voice
number? No, it's this number that we use. It's for that account. So it's like 774. Yeah, it's pretty funny. Oh my gosh. Deal?
Morning.
How was the wedding?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
That was so much fun.
Nice.
The second dinner was good?
Yeah, it was good. I tried snails for the first time.
Oh, really?
I thought they tasted fine, but
yeah.
They seemed a little slimy. I mean, they didn't look slimy, and they didn't. It's more like, it's just sort of chewing up. It's kind of like, felt like, at least for me, it felt like it kind of started to cool inside your mouth. So you or something. Not nasty mouth. A noticeable, like, it's like, yeah. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. But they taste good. But I only have one, I think. Since I had that one, I was like,
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm not good.
Well, you should put some good stuff on them, right?
Yeah, they were in some weird, you know, some sauce, and there were some, like, and it was with morel and mushrooms.
Oh, those are awesome.
Yeah, they do.
Here's a message we got. Oh, he's not playing.
I don't think if anything's plugged in under.
Yeah, I know it did, but that's why it wasn't. We got a call of some random person from the voicemail account from the lab.
Bye.
It was complaining to their parents that their brother and sister wouldn't let them use the iPad.
Not even using iPad.
I got a weird voicemail last week from a Pennsylvania number, and it's someone yelling, it's like a woman yelling at someone to go to the bathroom.
Nice.
I'm assuming she's talking to children. If she called me 3 times.
Jesus. Oh, yes.
Happy Joe's not here, so I can walk up.
All right.
That new
seems like the sound changed too. When they
yeah.
Did that.
Yeah. That was just really, it's more pleasant sounding to me than the last.
All right. I'm going to get started. I think Giles is going to join us remotely.
Did they fix the link?
Yeah, they appeared to fix it this morning. It was fixed.
It's no longer about the Pelican Reporter.
Yeah. So VIM's paper came out, and then they had it linked to a, some chicken paper or something.
It's penguin. It was penguin stress hormones.
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
But it wasn't my favorite.
Congrats. Is the protein on?
I'll put it, you'll have to put it on fish line next to
you. No, it'll automatically show up. Alright, so.
Giles is tired of
you. How do you say that?
Up there on your mail.
So this seminar series, something like, I was thinking Google Open Notebooks series or Open Notebook seminar series or what?
Sounds good.
Sounds good?
Same for the name of it?
Yeah. I'm going to try to email people this week. Yeah. Every month, see what happens. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
We kind of need to be thinking about next month a little bit ahead, but not too much. So regarding that, so so Thursday, everybody's Dan and Bill are going to come by. What do we say? 9:30. They'll have class at 10:30.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'd like to do is have everybody come up with something, how they're using it. I'm going to throw like, you know, just a few minutes, so it'd be more like a kind of a discussion. So the way I'm imagining it, though I'm open to suggestions, that we need some structure, is we'll each kind of talk about either how we use it or how we wish we could use it or how we wish we think we could might use it. All right? And then leave plenty of time for them to talk about, you know, suggestions. And it often comes off. We find interesting stuff just by talking with them, like Dale. Do you have any other ideas? I mean, I'm thinking like his oceanography thing.
No.
We ask him about that. Have
yeah.
You seen it? So what would you do, Matt? Have you thought about what you might ask or show?
I haven't really thought about it, but I guess just thinking about it now, one of the first things that we kind of maybe even talk about with them is trying to find if there's a way to do, like having the database know about genomic intervals, like if we can set up the overlap
yep.
kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So very simple. Can it, hey, Giles. Yep. Say it one more time.
One more time.
Yes. we had to figure out if we had need to hook up speakers, but I think it's fine. So we were just talking about on Thursday of this week, 9:30, Bill, Hal, and Dan are going to come by, Halperin, to talk about SQL Share, and then we were going to each kind of give a couple minute spiel, either what we're doing or what we'd like to do. Matt just said that operating on intervals would be interesting. So that's kind of related to that what I was talking to you last week about you have two genomic features and they overlap. Can SQL share, or can SQL, you know, do operations based on that? Like how many overlap and that kind of stuff. Sam, have you given any thought about what you want to ask him or do? Or
I'm more curious about just data recording formatting and, you know, the benefits and disadvantages of doing it their way versus ours, you know, sort of the traditional.
Kind of like the what they said about
it. Yeah, Emma's suggestion.
Yeah, I was willing to hear what that meant.
Yeah, and, you know, if we do it their way, but then we don't need the data for us to share, you know, does it affect how, you know, more basic analysis, like can we still analyze the data in R if it's formatted in the way they suggest type things? Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the only thing that I thought of so far.
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts, Emma?
I mean, the stuff I'm doing now, I pretty much, I know how to do what I need to do in terms of like joining tables and then collapsing things into common terms.
So it might be good, well, for you, obviously you were just saying, you know, give a couple slides of how you're using it.
Yeah.
So it's not really a question, but since you're using it and using it effectively, this is how I'm using it. So it doesn't have to be a question.
Yeah.
If you're using it, so maybe just do that real quick, a couple slides. And then,
I mean, unless it could help me find patterns, but I use R for that.
Well, I think that's also interesting too. So maybe, and you're saying that, you know, I find patterns and you use R, just tell them that. Because we often find that, yeah, they think a lot differently than we do. And they might have suggestions. I mean, if you, Claire, do you have any ideas?
I have to think about it more, but something that I think would be really easy is just like a database of all the functions you can do in SQL Share, like just list it out, because a lot of times you just have to like play around with it to get it to work, and it would be awesome if there was just like an inventory of like everything you can do.
Yeah, so that's exactly, so that's kind of this third point.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm going to talk to him about probably after at 10:30. How to do it.
Because that would be really helpful.
I guess Giles can't see this, but he might as well just.
Well, you want to talk about data accessibility?
Yeah, I think I do. But what Claire's talking about is I want to come up with like what we can do. And so I don't know if y'all use the bed tools. So bed tools has this on the read the docs page, which is neat. But I get the idea that anybody can kind of access it or anybody can contribute. So I thought this might be something to propose to them to set up, because I would like it for us to be able to, it's kind of like a wiki, but a little bit nicer. But if anybody's, but that's how I have, you know, learned a lot of.
So you don't use average, assuming it's if you do.
Exactly. Average. Exactly.
Yeah. So something like that.
Yeah. So this page is done on read the docs. I don't know, but anyway, the point is, yeah, get them to talk about how, even if they don't do it, we might do it or some way to. But anyway, this appears to be a free site, so you know, list all the commands and what they do, and even some of them have pretty pictures. This is, they're kind of specific to bed tools, but anyway.
Or even just a wiki page.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. So maybe have a short discussion of the best way to do it. Not necessarily, I'm thinking that they'll do it all, but that, so that we can, once we learn something, we can do it too. So Sam started that on the wiki, but I'm just thinking about brainstorming other ideas of how to do that.
Yeah.
Do you want us to have like slides for this?
I think so.
Like everybody contributing to the same PowerPoint or?
Yeah, just a few slides.
Okay.
Yeah, just short, just a few minutes, so a few slides I think would be helpful for them to see. Because, you know, they don't necessarily understand. They like to learn how people are using it or how people would like to use it, and to see, because it's, as I've noticed, it's hard to describe to them kind of what we do.
Mm-hmm. So should we focus on how we're using it or what we would like?
Either.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Emma uses it well, or Emma uses it effectively, so maybe she just shows it, and maybe if you don't, maybe just something like. So either one, I think both are going to be useful. But I think clearly we want to end up with a conversation with what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I forget why I put that in there.
What?
proteomics.
I'm guessing you want me to make the tables accessible.
No, well, I think that, well, I think that's like maybe a question for them. Like, do they have any future plans to make it publicly accessible, which it is now.
So you don't have to download and make some Google files.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was a question I would have for them. I mean, they said at one point, I think, they were thinking about DOI and that kind of stuff.
Have you
worked? Yeah, you worked there on there. How you did it? Because it does. It's kind of like, yeah. Anyway, so that'll be Thursday at 9:30. Am I right? Oh yeah. The other question is where. I think that's the other question.
Should we do it downstairs?
I think that's fine with me. There's a projector. A screen.
Yes.
There's a screen. We'll have to get one of the projectors because ours doesn't.
All right, so he wants to get a projector?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have nice new ones now. I saw it last week. Yeah, brand new ones. Really bright. Or at least LCD one was.
We'll just sign up for the room on our way back to the office.
Sure. Okay. All right. Okay, so that's taken care of. 9:30. The next question is for Giles, but I think he answered it, but his answer means nothing to me. Giles, can you explain a little bit about the zeros and the ones on this?
Oh yeah, I saw that this morning. Alright, so the way it works is it's most programming languages. When you think of an array, like a series of buckets.
Hold on one second, let me just try this one more time, Giles. Hold on one second, Giles.
Any
idea why
that
would not
work? I don't know. Unless it's not the headphone jack. I mean, that seems like a speaker mic. Alright,
go ahead, Giles.
Alright, so the way it is, most programming languages, if you're dealing with arrays and lists, they start with zero. It's always been that way. It started with
It'll work now if you want to do it.
Very, very basic programming languages. Recently,
where the first bucket or first list starts with a 1. And so my thought is, whoever came up with GFF or GTF was like not a programmer, we're dead. The person that probably wrote it is a programmer. So that was just my thought.
What's an array?
Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, in general, but. Can you, what's an array?
Okay, I'm trying to think of an easy way to explain this. You know when you have like a matrix? Like an N by N matrix?
Okay.
So an array would just be like a single slice of that, like the first row or the first column. But you can actually have multiple dimension arrays. Like in C, I've seen arrays that are like 3 or 4 dimensional. But whenever, like in C programming, whenever you're dealing with an array, the very first spot is always 0. Same thing with Java, same thing with Python, same thing with Perl. Trying to think of any other languages you might know. But like I said, it's only recently like stuff with like R, like it actually, I always have to think about this when I'm working in R, that the first spot in the array or first spot in the list is 1, not 0.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now I'm recalling, because I was in the little bit of R I've done, you tell it something, okay, and that's the location, so that's kind of what you're getting at, right?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of, so that's what the other part of that comment is. If you switch between, that's what it meant by if you switch between like Python and R, there's different indexing. And so you just have to take that into consideration.
Say that again.
I'm just repeating what you just said and what's on the screen, but Python and R has different indexing. And so
you just have to be aware if you're going from different programming languages, if you're going from different file formats. Which one is which, that's all.
Now, does that actually affect the file, or does it just affect the way you have to interact with the file?
Both. Like I said, it's dependent on the file format. Like, so in this case, bed. Bed starts with a zero. If you leave that zero out and you start with one, it'll probably screw up the rest of the file. If you're using a program written in Python to manipulate a bed file into a GFF file, you'll have to remember when you're working with a file, Python is going to be looking at it with starting with zero, and when you write out the file, you'll want it to switch so everything starts with one. And when you read in a GFF file with Python, you'll have to do that switch in your brain, or not so much in your brain, but in the program, so it converts from one to zero, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
So that is the reason when I imported a bed file into IGV, the interval was one base pair off.
Yes, because to me, the software is going to, you're either going to tell the software it's a bed or a GFF, and then the software is going to know that either it starts with zero or it starts with one, and so in my mind, that's why it's on one. So if you...
Did the program not ask you what file format it was in, or did it just sort of assume one over the other?
Well, for IGV, you can... I just drag them over, and I drag over GFF, and I drag over bed, but I dragged over the bed, and then hovered over the interval, and it was one off from an actual table of data. It had shifted it one base pair.
Yeah, so probably the indices in the file where things are located are probably all... The difference is probably one. Like, so if you take the same data, save it as bed, save it as GFF, all the numbers are going to be off by one.
Yeah, so that's what we learned last week. All right, moving on. So now we'll go just quickly about updates, what people, well, I guess we get these general ones. Well, no, let's go update what people in Mac. What's been going on last week?
I spent a lot of time redoing my bioinformatics for the MBD BSSeq for the GIL. And I redid the multivariate analysis I had done originally on a subset of things, and all my trends look the same. Right now I'm trying to figure out the statistics to see if I have enrichment of methylation in anything. And I've got kind of a crappy statistic, but it looks like your data where it's enriched in genes relative to the rest of the genome. So I was just trying to get a number to go with that, and then I honestly felt like at that point I'd kind of just wrap it up as a package, you know, describe where it is, do a little bit of the multivariate, and call it good.
Okay. Do you have a file? You probably do, but I'm so obsessed with the visualization of the gene stuff. Do you have a file of the genes of where the methylation ratio per location? It might be one off, but you've got it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. It's a bed file, and it has the quantitative column as the fifth column or whatever.
And it's got a location.
Yep.
Per gene on the gene.
Per CpG.
But the scaffold is the gene, not the scaffold.
Oh, yeah, you gave me that.
The scaffold is not
the
gene. Yeah, okay. Cool. Can you simulate that or something?
Yep.
And
then I was also thinking about isolating DNA today for the array, just to kind of parallel players stuff and get on working on the MBD for that as well.
All right. What about you, Sam?
Yeah, I mean, last week, so I prepped stuff for sequencing and took over there and got that submitted, and then today I was going to get back on the date stuff and just start the whole data for that last produce and run that did and send it over for you to look at.
Alright, so how long are we going to wait on RNA-seq, roughly?
The estimate was 8 to 12 weeks.
Okay. Did he already do the QC, though, or something?
Yeah, I mean, he ran on the bioanalyzer. And then he's going to actually throw a bit of the sample onto the MySeq as another quality control thing. But I don't know the time frame on that.
And so the other thing is we want to do this the DNA. So we want to give you a tissue. Sorry, I'll let Brent be in charge of that. We'll talk maybe over here later. Do we have any nice Olympia oysters anywhere that we all know of? We've got them in Christian's room, but we don't know who they belong to, but that's all we know of.
Lisa.
Huh?
Lisa put them down there, I guess.
That's when we get the emails about that are extra. Possibly.
I don't get the emails, but he did say they were Lisa put a bunch of oysters down there.
Okay. So maybe wait till Brent, but what we're probably going to do, it'll be a single oyster, and we'll get some like muscle tissue, something that's pretty robust, and I just have to extract that and bring that over. All right, what you doing?
We're working on a second proteomics paper.
Okay.
That's coming along.
All right, I made some minor comments.
Yeah, I saw you made minor comments.
Just, I'm just playing with the methods right now. So you just, are you going to drop the NSAF and just do Skyline?
I don't know.
Okay.
Right now I'm going with both.
Okay. What plans for the microsats and SFLPs looking at, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to get this paper done first, but that's next on my list to do. Okay. Or looking at both.
Right.
Not today anymore. After this week, we don't have any more labs.
Okay.
So I'll have more time.
Okay. So there was that MSF, was it, did y'all see the oyster genetic epigenetic paper? They did MSFLPs, right? I haven't read it yet. Anybody read it yet?
I've read parts of it. I didn't read the whole thing.
Is it the same or different? Or?
Is it easy or is it hard to read?
It's fine to read, actually. It's fine to read.
All right, I'll read it. Okay, genetic and epigenetic variability.
Couple? Yeah, but I gotta look at their stats. I don't know if I really got it. They say yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if I believed it, and I don't know why. If I was just feeling like a negative Nancy on Saturday morning with my coffee, reading this stupid paper.
How about you, Claire?
Troubleshooting, running my data.
Alright. Alright. So I fixed that this weekend. So I'll show you where it is in my notebook. So I've got a BS map and a math ratio that went through all the way with no errors, and you got the dash, you just kept doing it until it worked. In that particular case, I transferred the data to a hard drive and ran it on this machine locally on the hard drive, and I'll show you the output. But I saved everything. But we have the minus G function, which makes me feel better.
Yeah, so I guess now we analyze that.
And so I also, not to complicate things, but I ran yours and yours through Bismarck, which is another program, and I got some output. I mean, we might not take it all the way. I think they have another script called a meth extractor that'll take it even further, but it at least gives us some summary statistics, and I want to see if they match the BS map output.
Okay.
Because I don't know, I'm just scared.
Yeah.
I took the two stats, I just put it in my notebook like a couple minutes ago.
Okay. And
the stats aren't necessarily equivalent, or I feel like they're equivalent.
Yeah.
So yeah, they don't look necessarily the same, though.
Okay. Well, it could be a strand thing, too. I mean, if you look into the Bismarck output, what strands it's going by default, but anyway, I'm talking to an undergrad today, and I've only talked to before. I want to start gluing. I bought some tiles this weekend at Home Depot and start gluing oysters on and work with Brent on that.
You trying to get some setters?
Well, we put them out in the field this summer. We're going to put them out in the Mexican bread trays, or the Mexican trays, and we're going to glue them, all the oysters, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, into the little, so they stay in Why? Because we're scared that if they get crammed into a part of it, there'll be like a density dependent effects, and that'll just swamp everything. And in order to get rid of the density dependent and give everybody the same opportunity for food,
make them stay in one place.
Yeah, we're gonna glue them down.
Spread them out at the same space for every single one of them.
Yep. So I've got a 12-inch tile that, you know, there's little mini tiles in them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're a little mini tile. And then so because we'll need to be able to break them to take their babies after year one. And then put them back. So, I don't know. Shit, we'll see. So I'm gonna try to have an undergrad start playing with the glue. But hopefully in a month we hope to be gluing them and putting them out. And so we'll probably do that. We've got the seed. We'll call them seed. Maybe up to 10 millimeters. And that's what we're gonna be gluing that size. And so we're probably gonna do them in marine affairs.
I need to talk to you about the locations to see if we can make it work so that my high school students this summer can do some teaches.
Okay.
So we should have that soon.
Okay. Yeah, we talked with Brent too. I don't know if we even determine our size, but I mean, sure we can make it work. I mean, I think we know the dog for sure. Yeah, they can even come out when we plan. It'll be 4th of July, the first week of July.
Yeah,
they're
supposed to start before that.
All right, so I think that's about it. Giles, you saw that my explanation on the wiki page about that transferring the coordinates to make a little bit more sense, or did you get a chance to look at it?
Are you talking about the actual file that you want me to switch, or?
No, just conceptually.
Where did you put it on the wiki? Oh, did you use, is that the thing that you just sent me?
Yeah, I believe so.
I'm not seeing it.
I sent you another link, so. You have your little chat thing open?
Yeah.
You see that link? You hit that URL?
Okay, well, yeah, I've been looking at that.
Okay, yeah, that's all I meant.
Oh, okay, I thought you were talking more about the zeros and ones thing.
No. Okay.
Alright, so I grabbed the GFF file and the FASTA, but I don't see a file that shows where you want it cut.
Me neither.
So that's.
Or is that in the link to the wiki?
Where I want it cut. That would be EDC.
Well, you're telling me you wanted the FASTA file to be cut at certain places and then the annotation move.
Yes. Gotcha. Okay, so. So this is the. So the FASTA cut on the one that's called. Yeah, the mRNA.gff, and so the result, and then it's the resulting product is that one fact. Can you see my cursor on the screen?
Yeah.
And so that's the resulting FASTA. Okay, and then the actual coordinates we won't move would probably be the CDS, right? Okay. So yeah, I'll put that on there. That would be the GFF up here that's got an arrow that's got CDS only. Those would be the coordinates that would want to be moved over. Or technically, it would be in the mRNA GFF too, because they have, I think it has CDS in it.
So it's got the parent.
The parent. Yeah.
Yeah, I've looked at this file, but you're still not telling me like where you want to cut. I guess maybe I'm confused.
How, I mean, so I guess we're our terminology, so so I want to cut the FASTA out based on the mRNA GFF?
So the mRNA GFF has the locations where you want the genome cut?
Yes, and I've actually already done that, and that's the result
okay.
right there. Now I'm on.
That's that FASTA file that's
yeah.
there, right?
Yeah, so I've already cut that. So what I really need help with is this last one, is I want to visualize the CDS, which is essentially the exons, the genomic track on this new FASTA, referring to the that FASTA for there, which requires a transferring of coordinates. So yeah, so what I'll do is I'll put that, it's marked here, but I don't have the file, but it's the one, the CDS only, that it probably went off on the coordinate system.
Okay, now I see the CDS file in the wiki. I can just grab that.
Yeah, so those are the ones where I need help getting the coordinates transferred over.
Okay, I thought it was the mRNA one that you wanted the ones transferred. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, it's actually very bad nomenclature, but it's the nomenclature that the people use to develop it, so I'm just trying to keep using it, but it's pretty bad for nomenclature.
Okay.
All right. I think that's about it. Giles, are you thinking about coming over Thursday, or?
Yeah, I'll come over Thursday, so 9:30?
Yeah, 9:30 in our building, in the downstairs conference room is where we're going to meet with Bill and Dan.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, just send me an email if that changes.
Well, all right, I will do. All right, well, thanks for joining us, Giles, and we'll see you in a few days. Bye, Giles.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, now we've got Twiff.
Twiffing
about.
I wasn't here last Monday.
Well, I was supposed to be asking you. You're up. You didn't get my.
No.
Yeah, you didn't get my thing?
No.
Alright.
I saw it on there.
I'm
like, what?
Oh, you mean it was on the agenda too and you still had nothing prepared?
I just saw it 5 minutes ago.
Oh my goodness.
What was I supposed to get? A figure.
Anything. We remember we
no,
talked about.
No, what was I supposed to get to inform me that I was supposed to do this? An email?
Yeah, she wasn't here.
No.
Decided she was here.
Yeah, but I chatted you.
I said that.
Just in case I didn't tell you last week. I said.
Yeah.
No.
She can do it next week. Well, we have Monday off.
I'm not gonna feel bad, you guys.
Nah,
don't
told
me anything.
Everybody's got to do it.
That's fine, but you gotta tell me before 5 minutes before I'm supposed to do it, and I'm supposed to present something.
So obviously nobody's checking the lab meeting agenda.
No. Unless you tell us there's gonna be to-do items on there. Then I'll start checking it more regularly.
Yeah, alright. Alright, that's fine. Let's put it off till next. When do we want to meet next? Good old for not meeting Monday.
No, not here Tuesday.
So you want to move it to Wednesday?
Sure, yeah.
What time?
Rocket Cup budget to pay for